This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The Prophet ﷺ spent so much of his time in Mecca calling people to Islam. He would preach publicly and openly. He would speak to people privately. He would have discussions and dialogue with people. He would recite Quran for people to hear. The Prophet ﷺ would reach out to everyone, the nobleman, the weak and the slave. He would reach out to the travelers and the people who were crossing, coming across Mecca, calling them all to La ilaha illallah, calling them all to the worship and the belief in Allah alone. One day the Prophet ﷺ was engaged in a lengthy discussion with the elites of Quraysh, the rich, powerful men who were running Quraysh. He was sitting with them and talking with them and explaining to them and answering their questions, and they were engaging with our Prophet ﷺ maybe for the first time. In this situation, an elderly man came to our Prophet ﷺ who happened to be blind, Abdullah ibn Umm Maktum. He came to the Prophet ﷺ, and of course, since he's blind, he cannot see the situation the Prophet is in. And he wanted to learn some Qur'an from our Prophet ﷺ. He said, O Messenger of Allah, teach me from that which Allah has taught you. Meaning, help me learn the Qur'an, help me memorize the verses of the Qur'an. The Prophet ﷺ analyzed the situation he's in. You know, he can teach Abdullah ibn Umm Maktum verses from the Qur'an any other time. He can sit with him for hours on another day in another time. But these men had opposed the Prophet ﷺ for so long, and this is the first time it looked like they were listening, it looked like they were discussing with our Prophet ﷺ. And our Prophet ﷺ was analyzing this situation, thinking, you know, if these people become Muslim, pretty much everyone in Quraysh will follow suit and also become Muslim. And all the persecution that the Muslims are facing in Mecca perhaps will go away if these people would accept Islam. And so the Prophet ﷺ turned away from this man. He frowned and he turned away, and he continued his discussion with the elites of Quraysh, ignoring this man who came to him with a question, asking him to teach him what Allah taught him. And even though this man was blind and could not see the Prophet frowning to him and turning away from him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed these verses.
عَبَسَ وَتَوَلَّى أَن جَاءَهُ الْأَعْمَى وَمَا يُدْرِيكَ لَعَلَّهُ يَزَّكَّى أَوْ يَذَّكَّرُ فَتَنْفَعَهُ الذِّكْرَى.
Allah criticized our Prophet ﷺ for frowning and turning away from Abdullah ibn Umm Maktum. When our Prophet ﷺ would see Abdullah ibn Umm Maktum on other days, he would actually turn to him and say, Marhaban, like welcome to the person whom because of you God criticized me. Because of you Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala criticized me. The Prophet ﷺ made an ijtihad. You know, he made a reasoning in that situation that it would be better for the Muslims for him to continue speaking to this man. The Prophet ﷺ didn't mean to denigrate Abdullah ibn Umm Maktum. And yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala still criticized him, because if you were an onlooker to that situation, you would think the Prophet is turning away from the poor blind man and giving his attention to the rich, powerful man. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants the onlooker to know that this is not the case in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is essentially saying, why turn away from the blind man? The blind man is seeking to purify himself. The blind man is trying to become better, therefore he's higher in the sight of Allah. And those other men do not seek this. They do not seek to become better and to purify themselves. So they are lower in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because people, when they judge according to the basis of the dunya, they will think the one who is healthier, stronger, more powerful, more wealthy, more famous is better than the one who doesn't have these factors. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala constantly flips this ideal on its head throughout the Quran. Look at the example of Musa alayhi salam and Fir'aun, right? These are two people. Musa is from the slave class. Musa is from the weak, disempowered, disenfranchised class. Bani Israel in Egypt were disenfranchised. And Musa alayhi salam has a stutter. He can barely speak properly. He makes dua for this in the Quran. He asks Allah to help him speak better. You know, he has this problem of stuttering constantly. And Fir'aun in the Quran, he says to the people, are you going to obey this man who can barely speak properly? You can barely understand what he says, right? So he is, you know, faulting Musa alayhi salam for having a speech impediment. But what happens? What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do between Musa and between Fir'aun? Fir'aun says, follow me. This man, you can barely understand him, and I am the king. Underneath me run the rivers of Egypt. So what did Allah azza wa jal do? Musa, who had the speech impediment, became Kalimullah, the one who spoke to Allah directly. Musa spoke and had conversations with Allah azza wa jal. If you had trouble dealing with his stutter, well, Allah spoke to him directly. Who had a better speech in the end of the day? You or Musa, the one who spoke to Allah directly. And Fir'aun, who boasts amongst the people, I have the rivers of Egypt beneath me, he drowns in the waters of Egypt himself. And this is a great reminder. The greatness of a person is not their wealth or their power or their dunya. The greatness of a person is found in them wanting to purify themselves. And so Allah Azza wa Jal honors and raises the mention of Abdullah ibn Umm Maktum because he wanted to purify himself. That's the true measure of value in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.